Hanukkah. Okay, as Erez correctly said, we are on Nun Beis Amud Beis. We are sponsored by OMO Construction
and
by Bagel Munch. All right, so Beis Shammai Omrim Shebara. So in the Mishnah has an extensive discussion of disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One of these disputes relates to Havdalah. A couple of them relate to Havdalah. And today's daf is going to discuss extensively the mitzvah of Eish when it comes to Havdalah. So one of the disputes that we had here was, first, the order of Havdalah. Ner mazon besamim v'havdalah. Ner besamim mazon v'havdalah. That's not what we're doing here. Beis Shammai omrim shebara me'or ha'eish. That the bracha on the fire is shebara me'or ha'esh. Ubeis Hillel omrim borei me'orei ha'esh. Borei me'orei ha'esh, which of course is the lashon that we use. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, says Rava, bebara kuli amalo pligi debara mashma. The word bara, everybody agrees, we're on the second of the wide lines. Everybody agrees that the word bara means in the past. That the bracha is bracha to Hashem, that he was bara me'orei ha'esh, that Hashem created the origins of fire. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas? Biborei. What does the word borei mean? See, Rashi says, bibara mashma l'sha'avar. V'yofla omro sha'abriya sa'or shabara b'sheshes imei b'reishes. That this is a bracha on the or that was created in sheshes imei b'reishes. Mishabchin also lefishu Moshe Shabbos Nivra. So the bracha Bari Merei Eish in Havdalah is a birchas Hashavach, right? It's a bracha on a natural phenomenon that Hashem made fire. Without fire, right, we wouldn't be able to see when the sun goes down. We wouldn't be able to create heat, you know, independent of any other environmental factors. And the creation of fire was on Motzei Shabbos. So that's when we make this bracha of bara ma'orei ha'esh. But kipligi, where do they argue? Biborei, right? In the formulation of borei. Beishamai savri, borei de osid lemivra. That the word borei means that it will happen later. Beis Hillel savri, borei nami de bara mashma. Borei, says Rashi, means davarshu borei tamid. V'alo shaykh ha'achashari kvar nivra. And borei also means that it's constantly being created. So Masiv Rav Yosef Yotzer or Uvore Choshech, right? We know this, that it says Hashem creates light and he created darkness. Yotzer Harem Uvore Ruach, he created mountains and wind. Borei Hashamayim V'noteyam, and he created Shamayim and all its extensions. So that clearly is talking about the word borei in the past, right? So talking about Hashem, what he created before. Hello, Amar Rav Yosef, v'bara u'v'borei. Kuli amalo plugi debara mashma. Everybody agrees that it's mashma, the before. Ki plugi b'me'or v'me'orei. This actual discussion was not about bara versus borei, but rather the real tradition was, the discussion was about me'or and me'orei. Borei, me'orei ha'esh, right? Because borei means before. If borei means before, it's an appropriate formulation for the bracha. But the question is, do we use the word me'or or me'orei? The Beis Shammai amrim chade nehora ika ben nura. Beis Shammai says there's only one flame that's fire that's in a flame. Beis Hillel savri tova nehora ika ben nura. And Tanya nami achi, and Beis Hillel says there are many. So it's me'orei. Borei, and that's the lashon we use. Borei me'orei ha'esh, because we see it as multiple flames. My time elo amar, right? So elo, sorry. Nahara ika binura. Tanya nami achi, amar lem beisolo beishamai, harbe ma'oros yesh ba'or. There are many ma'oros in the flames. So we say borei me'orei ha'esh. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to make a ner on Shabbos that has multiple flames that come into one. It's the Shulchan Aruch writes that mitzvah min ha-muvchar levarech al ha-avuka. We make a bracha on an avuka, on like a torch. Yesh mishomer shim lo avuka tzarech l'adlik nerecha l'tzarech avdol l'chutz me'aner miyuch l'har b'shabbos. As we'll see, the Ramah adds, Ner sheyesh lo shtei psilos, mikra avucha. So the minimum is you want to have at least two wicks, and that's considered an avuka. Okay, that's a whole discussion. Ein mevarchin. So now the Mishnah goes on to say, Ori esh v'sohom en bari merei ha'esh, ein mevarch, sorry, what?
If you have a bella and you only have one candle, you still make.
Yeah, you would make, but we try to join it with another candle.
No, I'm saying, but let's say you're someplace, you only have...
You would still make the bracha on the fire. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw people take the match.
Again, if you have something right. That you can make it that's it, right.
You wouldn't change the gear so if you only had one plane.
Right. Correct. That becomes the girsa of the bracha. It's a bracha on ma'oreya esh. So says the Gemara, ein mevarchin. Bishlam aner mishu. So, okay. So now the next statement in the Mishnah is the following. Okay. Bar mirei esh. Ein mevarchin lo al aner v'lo al besamim shel akum. So says the Mishnah, we don't make the bracha bar mirei esh. Or barim b'nei besamim on a fire or incense that is of a akum, of a non-Jew. V'lo aner v'lo besamim shal mesim, v'lo aner besamim shal avodah zarah. And not on flames that we use in order to be able to see for the purpose of burying the dead, or as we'll see, to honor the dead, or besamim that is for avodah zarah. Okay, so go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says the following, Eim evarchem bishlam aner mishum delo shavas. So the Gemara says, I understand why we don't go ahead and make the bracha on the ner of an akum, because it's a ner shelo shavas. So we're going to get to that in a minute, but basically there's going to be a requirement on Motzei Shabbos that the flame that we use is what's called a ner sheshavas. Ner sheshavas means this flame was not used for the purpose of the violation of Shabbos. As we're going to see, that applies whether or not a Jew used it to violate Shabbos, or even a guy use it to violate Shabbos in certain circumstances. So the Gemara says, Ella besamim, but besamim, my time alone. There's no requirement that the besamim not experience some problem. That's a Rashi's Mishum de lo Shabbos, Mimelecha Saveira. Shavo, Ove Kochavim, Mosim Melech la Oro. So the Gemara says, my time alone. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hacha, Bemesibas, Ove Kochavim, Maskinon. We're dealing with the Avodah Zarah party. And an Avodah Zarah party is usually a place where they're Ovid Avodah Zarah, right? So you go to your holiday party and they have incense burning, and you're like, or they have incense. Take it home, you want to use it for the besamim. So we assume that it was used for Avodah Zarah. Midiktani Sefer Emavarchim Lo Al Aner V'Lo Al Besamim Shal Avodah Zarah Michlal Dereisha Lab Avodah Zarah. But hold on. You're telling me the statement that we made earlier in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use besamim of an akum refers to avodah zarah. That statement's made explicitly a little later in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "No, Amrav Chanina misura matam komar." The Mishnah is being structured in a matam. What does that mean? Matam ein mevarchim lo al aner v'lo al besamim shel akum. The Mishnah is setting it up. What's the reason why we don't make a bracha on the ner or on the besamim of an akum? Because the assumption is that a mesibas ovde kochavim, an environment where things were being done for non-Jews, is being done lavodah zarah, and therefore we go ahead and we don't use it. Tana rabbanan. So now we go back to this din. Or sheshavas mevarchin alav, a light that rested on Shabbos. We use for Avdallah. Shalo Shabbos, ein mevarchin alav. If it didn't rest on Shabbos, we don't use it for Avdallah. Umay lo Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, lo Shabbos? That if the light didn't rest, you cannot use it for Avdallah. Inema, if that means lo Shabbos, machmas melacha, that any light that was used for melacha on Shabbos cannot be used for Avdallah. If that's the assumption, afilu mimelacha deheteira, even from Malacha Hetera, so if this light was extant on Shabbos, it could no longer be used for Havdalah, because the whole point of Havdalah and the bracha on the Eish is to remember the creation of fire on Motzei Shabbos. If this Shabbos exists, if this fire existed before Shabbos, then it's not a ner sheshavas. This candle didn't rest on Shabbos and now is being activated after Shabbos. Rather, the candle was burning on Shabbos. The Gemara said that can't be the svara of ner sheshavas. That can't be the description of ner sheshavas. Because afilu melachas hetera, even if it was melacha hetera, v'atani, we learned in a brisa, or shechayev v'shecholim mevarchin alav, that if for some reason, let's say a woman's giving birth, or you have a chola, and in order to treat the chola, we need to light a fire. If we light that fire, we have an explicit brisa that says we could go ahead and then use that fire for Avdallah. So if we're allowed to use that fire for Avdallah, you see that ner sheshavas does not necessarily entail a total cessation of flame activity over Shabbos. If that flame activity was mutter over Shabbos, then it's okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my Shabbos, sheshavas machmas meleches aveira. It means that it was Shabbos from the melecha of an aveira, which means that the candle that I light on Motzei Shabbos, I know for sure it didn't burn be'isser on Shabbos. It didn't burn be'isser on Shabbos. Tanya namiachi, ashish yishaya delekes v'alekes kol hayom kulo l'motzei Shabbos v'varchan alayhi. Now I know that. If you have a flame that was burning all Shabbos long, that was lit before Shabbos, then that's not a problem. You can use that after Shabbos. You can use that after Shabbos. So now that we've established that, and the Rav has an interesting piece that the candle of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos is trying to accomplish two things. Number one, it's trying to remember the fire that was introduced Motzei Shabbos. And number two, it's trying to be mavdil from Shabbos to Chol. So to be mavdil from Shabbos to Chol, it has to be that this is a candle that substantiates something was forbidden before and is mutter now, right? So lighting a flame was forbidden before, and it's mutter now. So if you do it before, that's a problem. So the Gemara says, now that we've established what a ner sheshavas is, Tana Rabbana Nachri shehidlik mi Yisrael. So let's have an interesting case. A Nachri that idlik mi Yisrael. So it's Motzei Shabbos, and a Jew had a candle that was burning over Shabbos, and the Nachri came ahead, and he took a flame, and he lit it from there over on after Shabbos. Or Yisrael shehidlik mi Nachri. Or the Nachri had a candle, and the Jew lit it after Shabbos from the Nachri, right? But both of these are candles that did not rest on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Mevarchin olav, that is mutter. You can make a bracha on such a candle. Nachri min Nachri, but if a Nachri had a candle lit over Shabbos, and the guy lights a candle from that, ain mevarchin olav, you're not allowed to make the bracha. So remember, our case is not the original case. The original case is where you're using the actual flame that didn't rest on Shabbos after Shabbos to make Havdalah. That's a problem, right? But now you made a new flame after Shabbos, but you took it from a ner that wasn't Shavas, but it's a new flame. So the Gemara says, interestingly, however that flame was created, whether it was created, whether the gap was created by the guy or by the Jew, as long as it's a new flame after Shabbos, it seems to be okay. But if it was created on Shabbos by a guy and then recreated after Shabbos by a guy, that seems to be a problem. So the Gemara jumps on that. What do you mean? Maishra Nachri Minachri, Delo Mishum Delo Shavas, Yachri Yisrael Minachri Nami Lo Shavas. What are you talking about? If the problem here is that the guy had the flame lit over Shabbos, and that disqualifies it because it's a ner shelo shavas, so who cares if it's a case where the guy lights from the guy or the Jew lights from the guy? Dosis points out the Gemara could have asked here the opposite case also, where the guy lights from the Jew, but the Gemara already knows that this whole thing is going to be a gzeira.
But what do we say? The guy doesn't need to keep Shabbos.
Good. The guy doesn't need to keep Shabbos. Yeah. So why would that be a lack of ner shavas? Mm-hmm. So The question is, does this have to do with keeping Shabbos, or does this have to do with whether or not this candle, right, was interacted with in a malachadik way, right? If it was interacted with in a malachadik way, so then it might compromise its status as a ner shabbos. Even if the person wasn't commanded necessarily to keep Shabbos, the chiddush here is the Jew that lights the candle on Shabbos, lehetera, that might even be better than the guy lighting the candle on Shabbos, right? Why? Because what we're trying to do here, exactly, what we're trying to do here is establish a havdalah between Shabbos and Chol. So even if the guy is not commanded to keep Shabbos, this candle was the subject of what would be in a vacuum Chilul Shabbos. If the Jew did this, it would be Chilul Shabbos. So the guy did it. But in a vacuum, this is an expression of Chilul Shabbos. Mm-hmm. As opposed to the case of the Chaya, where the light was lit, Behetera Mamish. Doesn't matter who's lighting this light. It's not called lighting a light. Then there, that's less of a problem.
Is all these things having to do with if you're using that exact light versus taking a light from that light?
The Gemara's case.
I have a candle from the Avodah Zarah candle. Well, I have my own candle.
We didn't get to that. Right now we're talking about, that's a good question. Right. Well, no, both. In other words, the first set of cases we were talking about is where you were going to actually use the Ner Shalosh Shabbos. Right. Now you're doing a different shtick. You're lighting from the Ner Shalosh Shabbos. So the question is, does the Ner Shalosh Shabbos kind of perpetuate beyond its initial lighting, or whether or not it only retains that identity when it's there? And so that's what the Gemara says. V'chitei mahachi sur. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi Yisrael minachri namilo." So namilo shavas. So the Yisrael lighting from the Nachri is also not a ner shavas. V'chitei mahachi sura azalei. So if you want to suggest, no, here it's a new thing that happened. The fact that it was lit on Shabbos, that's gone. V'achrinahu. We're dealing with a new fire now. Uviyada di Yisrael komisyalda. This flame, again, it's not really a new flame. It's a continuation of the old flame being housed in a new candle. Mm-hmm. So this continuation of the flame, it's a new flame. You think about it, what does that mean that it's the same flame? It's never the same flame, right? That's the Gemara's assumption now, right? The flame you see at this moment is not the same flame you're seeing at the next moment. It's consuming different fuel, right? The araya, if I cut off the fuel, it'll die sooner. It's a completely different flame. There's a continuity because you've initiated the chemical the reaction that's constantly lighting on itself, but it's a new flame. So Eloha Detanya Amotzi Shal Eves. So the Gemara says, if you're going to assume that, if you're going to assume that flames are treated as like a new object or a new thing every single time they regenerate, so that doesn't make sense because Detanya we learned in a Braisa Amotzi Shal Eves. The Rishus HaRabim, if you take a flame out to Rishus HaRabim, Rashi explains, you have like a little, because the flame is nothing, but you have a little shard that's got oil on it, it's on fire, you take it and the shard is not enough to be Mechayev you and the Rishus HaRabim. But with the flame it is, HaMotzi Shalheves, the Rishus HaRabim, Chayev. So the Gemara says, why would you ever be Chayev? Am I Chayev? Masha Okar lo hiniach, Masha hiniach lo Okar. Right? In order to be chayiv and otzah, you have to take an object, you have to remove it from Ram Rishus, this is the first Mishnah in Shabbos, bring it into another Rishus and put it down. If you brought it into another Rishus, you never put it down and you came right back, or if you brought something, if when you get to the next Rishus, it's a different object, it disappears, that's not considered otzah. So, with a flame, how would you ever be chayiv in otzah? When you remove the fire from one Rishus, it's one fire. When you bring it into the other Rishus and put it down, it's a different fire. So if that's the way you're going to treat fire, then we would not have, that's inconsistent with this Braisa.
Why was it that without a flame, it's not high, it's too small?
Too small.
But the flame...
Yeah, that's a detail in Otsah. Exactly. Ela la'olam di yisura nami isya. So rather, says Rashi, di yisura nami isya. But rather, we assume that the Isser part of the flame is there, the part that was Lo Shavas. So the Gemara basically says, we make a distinction here, that you're right, there's a part of this flame that's a ner shalo shavas, because the flame, we don't treat it like it's a, we do treat it like a continuous item, right? But the fact that you lit it to a new candle, you contributed another dimension to it. And that extra dimension of ignition or a flame, that is what we're making the bracha on. Ihachri nachri minachri nami. So says the Gemara, okay, so if all of these cases you assume that when you transfer the flame, there's enough of a new part of the flame to call it its own flame to make the bracha on that was, you know, not subject to lo shamas. If that's true, then in the case when the nachri lights the new flame, that should also be true. So what? So the flame was lit by a nachri on Shabbos. Now another nachri comes, or the same nachri, and transfers the flame to a new candle. In that new candle, we have a light, a history of fire that came from the original flame that was lo shavas, and we also have a new element of fire that was lit by a goya motzei Shabbos. Who cares, right? That was not a ner shelo shavas or a ner sheshavas, right? Make the bracha on that. So why suddenly by nachri mi nachri do we have this iser? So the Gemara says, Einachanami. It's 100% true. Gzeira mishum nachri rishon v'amud rishon. Says the Gemara, because if we allow Goyim to light candles from candles that were lit by other Goyim, then we're going to get used to Goyim lighting the candles. If we get used to Goyim lighting the candles, we're more likely to come along and light the...
more sociological.
Right, exactly. We're more likely to come along and rely on them lighting the candles altogether, mm-hmm. Right? So, more likely to come along lighting the candles altogether. As opposed to all these other cases where they're exceptional. The guy lit the candle over Shabbos, and now the Jew is relighting it after Shabbos. That's not going to lead you to relying on a ner shelo shavas. Or even the really interesting case where the Jew lights the candle on Shabbos, which is rare, right? And then the guy transfers it after Shabbos. We're not worried that's going to lead you to. But when it's, you know, non-Jews to non-Jews, you know, so something to think about, Lamaisa, sometimes we come in situations where people rely on, Yachiezer held that you were allowed to use an incandescent bulb but had the status of Eish for Havdalah. You still need an, but you could still have a compromise in Ner Sheshavas. If a non-Jew turned on the lights, Shabbos morning in the shul, and then there's no candle, and everyone's like, okay, we'll use the lights, you know. So, anyway, it's interesting.
So, that's yeah. That if you're going to use it like a condensed or something like that, to turn it off before you start Havdalah and then turn it back on.
People do that. Now, if the Jew turned it on before Shabbos and it lasted the whole Shabbos, so it really should be fine, right? Because that's a ner shel shavas.
Right, but I think they do it no matter what. Just so
For the other piece. The other piece is sort of the like creating the fire.
Right.
You know, for the other piece. But in theory, you know, you wouldn't have to do that.
You wouldn't
have to do that. When people rely on it for yak nahaz, you don't do that. You know, people just look at the lights and rely on it. Or you have the yak nahaz licht. Or your Makel, you know, the way everybody in Europe used to be, where you combine the candles and then pull them apart. But today everybody's worried about Kibui when we do that.
But when let's say you have I know this is totally different, but I'm saying when you have the flame for Yom Kippur, you know, making Abdullah.
Yom Kippur's different.
No, but Yom Kippur that's on Shabbos, that's also different.
Yeah. We're Makbet on a Ner Sheshavas for Yom Kippur in a different way.
Right, but I'm saying, but if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, that changes also.
Correct. Okay. We're going to get to that. Yom Kippur is its own thing. Okay. Tana Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, Hayimahale Chutz Lekrach. A person's walking outside the city, V'rah Or, and he sees light coming. He sees flames. Imrov Nachrim. If most of the people in this area are non-Jews, Enem Avarech. So we're going to learn later that you don't have to actually be, even though the minhag is, to try to be as close to the light as possible so that you could see discerning things with the light. But in theory, you don't necessarily have to. You have to be able to see a light that is usable, right? So in other words, if in theory you were next to that light, you could see something between something. But if you're in the back of the shul, you know, or an Etzi Swai Shabbaton, and you're in the back of the back of the room, it's not necessarily true. You need to see the whole the fingernails. So if you're in a city and whatever, you're traveling, you know, whatever, you don't have your own access to a flame, and you see there's a flame around, so ena mavarich. So if you see if most of the people in the city are goyim, you would not be mavarich because you'd be worried that this is a ner shel shavas, right? Im Rov Yisrael mevarich, but if Rov Yisrael yichmi mevarich, Chagu Fakasha says the Gemara. There's a question. Amartim Rov Nachri mena mevarich. Whenever you structure a halacha like this with rovs going in both directions, you create a problem for the middle, right? Because you said that if most people are goyim, you don't make a bracha on that candle. Hamex. So that sounds like if it's equal, you do mevarich. The Hadar Tani, then you said if most are Jews, mevarich, you can make the bracha. So that sounds like mechza or mechza, but if they're not most Jews, then you don't. So which is it? Says the Enim mevarich. So the Gemara says, Bidinu afilo mechza al mechza nami mevarich. Really, mechza al mechza? You also can make a bracha. V'aydi reisha, rov nachrim tana sefer rov Yisrael. The only reason why I wrote rov Yisrael, it didn't really mean rov Yisrael. It meant afilo mechza al mechza Yisrael. It wrote Yisrael to be parallel linguistically to the beginning. And the post can write that the reason why that case of mechza al mechza should work, even though it's not a rove, is because let's remember that even if the city is rove akum, that doesn't mean that every single non-Jew's flame is automatically not a ner shashavas. It could be the flame was lit after Shabbos. It could be the flame was lit way before Shabbos. It doesn't mean that it's a ner shaloshavas. So since you have not a kind of a chink in the armor of that rove to begin with, therefore by mechza al mechza, between the fact that half the people are Jews and the fact that of the half that are not Jews, some might not be a problem of Nir Sheshavas, so we're allowed to go ahead and do it. Tana Rabbanan, Imalechol Tzekrach. You're outside the city, Barat Tinok Vavuka Biyado, and you see a little kid, and he's holding a torch, right? In Israel. Bodeg Acharav, right? Kids walk around with torches all the time, right? Bodeg Acharav, you got to ask him, in Yisrael, who... So what you want to ask the kids, you have to say, are you Jewish? Yeah. If they are, then you can take the torch and be Mavarech. Im Nachrio, but if he's not Jewish, ain't a Mavarech. Maria Tinox is the Gemara. What are you picking on the kids for? Afilu Gadol Nami. What does this have to do with the fact that he's a kid? So the Gemara says it's circumstantial. I'm Ravi Namarav. Acha, we're dealing with the case. B'samach l'shkia sacham haskinon. It's like right after Shabbos. So if it's a Gadol, Muchamilsa, Devadei Nachrihu. So what Gadol Yisrael, right? What Jew would start lighting candles at the second Shabbos is over? Who in the world would time Myriv to the point where you mamish, like during the Noam, would be an Issa Doraisa and you'd get Skila? But, you know, once you mamish done with the, when you get to Yehei Shlomo Rabba, you know, you could already light the candle. Who would behave in such a way? Just because you need to get home and do nothing, right? Who would behave in such a way? So obviously you'd give it a little bit of time to make sure you're not going to have a problem. But Tinok, but a kid, Emer Yisrael, or Ikri Benokit, it could be. Kid's not so careful, mm-hmm. So good. They saw some fire around. There's, you know, kids start playing with fire right away. So you have to be Mavar, they're a Goya, they're a Jew. What?
They never saw the person that needed that cigarette right after.
Right. Oh, right. The post-Shabbos smoke. Tana Rabbanan, Ayim Ahalech Chutz L'Krach, or so you're going Chutz L'Krach, out to the city and you see fire. Im Avak V'Kivshan Mavarech Alav. If it's a thick fire, a grace of fire, then you make the bracha, v'im lav, and if it looks like the YPC of dollar candle, ain't a mevarech, right? Then it's, you're not mevarech, right? Olav. Tani chada or shel kivshan. So we learned one, or shel kivshan mevarech in olav, and tani idach ain't mevarech in olav. And we learn another source, you're not mevarech. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. Habitchila hala basof. So if you're dealing with the kivshan, if you're dealing with basically coals, so if you're dealing with the beginning of firing up the kivshan, so then the purpose of these things is for heat. So then if we're going to learn that if the purpose is for something other than light, you can't use the illumination of the item for the purpose of Havdalah. But if the purpose of the illumination at the end, when it's already very hot, so the purpose isn't the warmth. The purpose is to give it a little light so you can see what you're doing. Libasof, says Rashi, La'acha shenisfu avonim ruba madlikim or gadol milmalo lemarik sreifas avonim mishtamim shim lo ora. You could use it for a light. So then you could use that for avdala. Tani kadar arshatana v'shikiraim. That's what we learned. One source, that light that comes from, or the fire that comes from a tanur or a kira, different types of ovens, mevarchin olav, you can make a bracha on it. V'tani idach eim mevarchin olav, lo kasha. Just like the same thing, habitchilo olav basof. Tani chada or shal beis haknesses v'shal beis hamedrish mevarchin olav. The lights, the candles that are lit so that people could see in the shul or in the beis medrish, you could use for avdala. The Tanya Idach and another learned, no, aim of Archon Alav. You can't use it for Avdolah. Lo Kashya, how do you know? This is not a contradiction. Why? Ha, where do we say that you can't use it for Avdolah? The Iko Adam Chashav. You have an Adam Chashav, and the only reason there are lights lit there, these candles are there, is to give Chashivus. Lahar Lahamid Lukum of Archon. Ha, the Lek Adam Chashav. Right? And there you have, you don't have an Adam Chashav. And so therefore, the only purpose. It's not for drama and dignity, right? Candles are sometimes used to just make something beautiful, right? You go into the store, they sell like you know, all these fancy candles, ambiance. Right? What?
Ambiance.
Ambiance. By the way, that we're not going to get it today, but that's an interesting question. If the scented candles and those things could be used for avdala, it's an interesting question. The leka adam chashuv. The iba yisema hava had ika adam chashuv. And there are some that say. That it is an Adam Chashuv. Both cases are an Adam Chashuv. Velo Kasha, but it's not a Kasha, even though, so then why would it be Mutter? If it's for an Adam Chashuv, it's for the dignity and not for illumination. Ha de'ika chazana, ha de'leka chazana. One case, there's like a shamus there who also needs the light to be able to eat and see what he's doing. So if that's the case, so then it's for illumination. The other case that such an individual is not there, it's not for illumination, you can't use it. You could have a case where they both have cases of chazana, velokasha. If they both have cases of chazana, velokasha, hadiika sara. One case is talking about where there's a bright moon outside. So really, the chazan or the shamas could use the moonlight for what he's doing, and therefore the fires are just lichashivus. Therefore, they cannot be used for Abdullah. V'hadaleka Sahara, on the other case, is a case where there isn't a bright moon outside, and therefore the fire is being used by the shamas for illumination. And since it's an illumination-oriented fire, it can be used for Abdullah. Tanu Rabbanan HaYoshim Beis HaMedrash of you are Lifneyam, interesting halacha. Sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, and they bring before you, or to make... the Bari Moreya Esh. Beis Shammai Omrim Kol Echad V'Yechad Mevarech La'atzmo. Beis Shammai says, each guy should go up to the fire, and when they're ready, they should make the bracha ala Esh. Beis Hillel Omrim Echad Mevarech L'Kulon. No, you get up, you give a clap, and you make Bari Moreya Esh for everybody in the koil. Mishum Shenemar Barova Madras Melech, because we want to do mitzvahs, so we want to do them with as large a group as possible. So Bishlam Beis Hillel Mefarshi Taima Beis Hillel explained why you do it for everybody, because Barova Madras Melech Ela Beis Shammai Mai Taima. So what's the reason for Beis Shammai? Kasavri Ne Bittel Beis HaMedrash. We don't do this because there's a Bittel Beis HaMedrash. You know, when each guy does it on his own, so then everybody could kind of just find their way to the situation. You know, if you spend some time learning in a big Beis Medrash, announcements are very disruptive, right? Everybody's always like, oh, can you announce this in the Beis Medrash? You know? It's very disruptive. The whole Kol Torah stops in the whole Beis Medrash. It's different than, you know, just going chavrusa to chavrusa. I just want to let you know, whatever. There's a
party tonight.
Party tonight, right. You know, I'll invite you to my home. You know, there's something about just going, even though maybe quantitatively in certain ways it ends up being the same, there's a certain level of disruption when you take over the whole Beis Medrash. Tanya Nami Hachi. Tanya Nami Hachi shall base, and we have a price that supports this. Shall base Rav Gamliel Lahaya Amrim Mirape Beis Hamedrash. They bittel Beis Hamedrash. That you would not scream if someone sneezed, and not everyone heard. The minhag is to say Mirape Gezuntai. So you would not stop everybody and do a collective Gezuntai, even though the guy's in need of the brachas, because a bittel Beis Hamedrash, you know. Says Rashi, "Shebizman she'echem mevarach lekulam emitzrichem lishtok migir sasam, kadesh yizkanu kulam v'yishmu et elav V'yanu amen. So there's a certain reverence for the collective learning in the Beis HaMedrash. Eim evarchin lo al aner v'lo al besamim shel mesim. So the Mishnah said we don't make the bracha on a ner and lo on the besamim of the mesim. What does that mean? My time a ner lekovid hu davido. Besamim lavuri recha hu davidi. Why? Because the ner by mesim is for kovid ames. It's like a candle that's like a yahrzeit candle. It's like it's for kovid ames. It's not for illumination. It's not for illumination. And why is the besamim there? The besamim is also there so that obviously today we have refrigeration. So when you go to a funeral, it's usually not an issue that you'll have an issue of odor from a mace. But when life was not like that, this was a concern. So they'd have sense there. It's a deodorizer, so that it wouldn't be a problem. So that's not, you can't use that for besamim because that's really being used to expel a bad odor. It's not being used to kind of internalize a better odor.
It's not there for the light.
It's not there for the light and it's not there for the incense. It's there for other reasons. So how do Avidu, Samar Avidu Kol Shematzim Lefanav. So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, any situation where you motziim lefanav biyoma belayla, ein mevarchin alav. Because ein motziim lefanav ela belayla, mevarchin alav. So how do you know if the candles by a levaya are being used lekovid or for illumination? So your mechalik, is this the type of person that we would have candles even in the daytime? If we'd have candles even in the daytime, then clearly even when we're using them at night, it's an issue. It's for kovid. But if it's not the kind of person we have candles, in the daytime, then clearly we're only using them at night for the purpose of illumination, so we can see where we're going. So, Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, if you've ever seen a Yerushalayim Levaya, where they have the mace, like on the slab, you could see the mace, it's not in a coffin, they often put candles all around the mace, I'm sure you've seen that. Amar Rav Huna, b'sam shobeis akisei. Besamim that's there so that there won't be odors from the bathroom. V'shemen ha'osei la'aviras ha'zuama, or shemen that's used just for the purpose of, it's got a scent, but it's used to get off something that's problematic, right? Eim avarchin alav, you can't use that for birchas ha'besamim. So you have, for whatever reason, you have a deodorizer, or even like a cream. Lememer the call echad alav l'reich avidulam avarchin alav. You're telling me anytime something's not specifically for the kavana of the scent, you can't make a bracha. Meisvei anichnas l'chanuso shal bosem. If you go into a chanut, a spice store that sells spices that are good for us, right? V'hareach v'hareach reach, and you smell the spices. Afilu Yoshev Sham Kolayim Kula in Vercha L'Pam Echad. If you're there the whole day, you only make the bracha b'samim once. Nichnas v'yatsa, mevarach al kol pam v'pam. You go in and out, so you make a bracha every single time. V'ahachad alav l'reichahu. That wasn't for the purpose of smelling. It's kind of like a psikresha. It's like you're just in the store. So Davida, become mevarach, and you make a bracha. So the Gemara says in. L'reicha nami hu Davida. No, you're wrong. You're right. This is also for reicha. Ki heicha denirchu inchi v'nesiv v'nazvin. Because what's the whole point here? Why do they let the spices roam, or be so exposed in the store? They want you to buy it. So they want you to smell it so that you buy it. So even though there may be an ulterior motive for this besamim, the purpose of the besamim being out there is for you to go ahead and smell it. And so therefore, in that situation, you'd make the bracha. Tana Rabbanan, you're walking chutz l'krach, and you smell this beautiful smell. Im rov of the kochav, mein mevarich. The same halacha. If rov's of the kochav, you're not mevarich. Im rov Yisrael, mevarich. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, afilu rov Yisrael, nami ein mevarich. Even rov Yisrael, you don't make the bracha. Mnesha benos Yisrael, Mekachas l'ksafim, because Benos Yisrael sometimes burn incense to get rid of sorcery. Yeah, to get rid of spirits. They're worried about spirits. Atu kuli l'ksafim, so you're telling me anytime you walk into a Jewish town and you smell besamim, it's all because of evil spirits, right? Washington Heights is full of evil spirits. Like, what is that? Is that really the issue? So Mekatrin, so the Gemara says, looks up with Mekatrin. So Larecha Avid, V'chol Ruba Delav Derecha Avid Lo Mevarich. So the Gemara says no, because it's used. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Atukula looks up in Mekatrin Havile Miuta. This sorcery is part of it, but there's another part of it. Umiuta Nami Ligomar as Akelim. They also use it to scent the clothing, right? To give scent to the clothing. Mm-hmm. We learned this in Muksa, maybe. That the concept of using scents to finish the clothing. It's one of the examples of Makava Batish. Ishtakach Ruba Delav Larecha Avid. So between the fact that some of them are burning incense for anti-sorcery incense, some of them are doing it for the clothing. The fact that you have both going on, so you shouldn't use Besamim in that area. So, Amar Avchia Barav, Amar Av Yochanan, Mahalak Barav Shabbos, Bitzveria, Moshe Shabbos, Bitzipori. If you're walking on Erev Shabbos and Tveria, Moshe Shabbos and Tzipori, Riach, Riach, and you smell something, Ena Mavarech, you don't make a bracha. Bdesha Chaskaso, and also the Gamra Bodes Akelim. That's when they used to, in those cities, that was when the minig was to go ahead and scent the clothing. Tanu Rabbanu, now you Mahalak Bashuk Shalakum. And the last din of the Gemara is if you're walking in the Shuk Shalakum, Nisratze La Riach, and you go ahead and you dafka smell what's going on, right? That's problematic. I don't know, like there's you walk into the supermarkets, like they have these all sorts of scents going in the end of the year, I don't know how many of those are just kind of like fall smells, what I'm saying? The meaning is to have like, or how many of those are like pumpkin smells and these kinds of smells. Like, how many of these are related to actual Avodah Zarah issues? But certainly not to walk in and specifically to smell something that's connected to Avodah Zarah. Amy Varkan Alaner. Okay, we have a little more time. I know we started late. Every week we go a little further, or people have to leave. Should we do tiny more? Tiny more. You don't make a brach on the ner unless you're getting hanah from it, until you're really benefiting from it, right? Lo doesn't mean you have to actually get benefit from it. If you set it nearby, and you're using it, right? Even if it's further away. Even if it's further away. It doesn't have to be your mamish, like, right. It's koshe ilu omed bekarov. If you would have been standing near it, then it would give you benefit. But even if you're a little further away from it, as long as if you would have been standing near it, you're getting benefit, that's enough. If you have a candle that's kind of hidden under your cloak or in a corner, you could see the flame, but you're not actually benefiting from the flame. So you see the fire, but you're not getting the light. Or you're using the light, but below Ra Shal Heves, but you can't see the flame. So you're not making a bracha. You have to see it and you have to benefit from the or. I understand the case where you're getting benefit from the or, even though you can't see the flame. Mishkach is the common Karen Shavis. There's like a corner, there's something blocking you. You can't see the flame itself, but the overall radiance of the flame is filling the room, and you're benefiting from the flame. Elo rosh al heves. What does it mean to see the flame? Lo nishtamish l'ora. By definition, you're seeing the flame. You're seeing something that it's illuminating near it, right? So hegem mishkach is a law of the merchak law. Law of the merchak. Merchaka is not when you're farther away. Does not make it seem that farther away. So lo, go to amiva azla. It's talking about where it's getting dimmer and dimmer, and so therefore, even if you could see the flame, you're losing the ability to see everything around it. Okay, we'll pick up the next time, the next one. Sorry, we got truncated.